Russell takes pole position in Australian Grand Prix qualifying. The Australian Grand Prix season opener has kicked off with a thrilling qualifying session at the Melbourne Grand Prix circuit. George Russell took pole position for the event, with his teammate Kimi Antonelli securing second place after a dramatic recovery from a late FP3 crash. The Mercedes duo locked out the front row of the grid, setting the tone for an exciting race ahead. The incident involving Max Verstappen and Isaac Hadjar in Q1 added an extra layer of complexity to the session, but ultimately allowed Antonelli to advance to the top 16 and secure a spot in Q2. The addition of the 11th team has also brought new dynamics to the qualifying format this year. Russell's pole position was sealed with a time of 0.293 seconds faster than his teammate Antonelli, showcasing the speed and performance of the Mercedes car. However, the team's decision to leave their cooling fans on during Q3 led to a costly mistake, with one fan flying off into the gravel pits and another landing on the racing line. The incident resulted in a monetary fine for the Mercedes team, but fortunately avoided a grid penalty for Antonelli. Despite this setback, the team's performance was still impressive, demonstrating their capabilities as a top-tier outfit. Charles Leclerc and Oscar Piastri rounded out the top five, while Isaac Hadjar secured third place for Red Bull. The top 10 was completed by Audi's Gabriel Bortoleto, who overcame technical issues in Q2 to secure a spot on the grid. Ferrari's Lewis Hamilton qualified one spot behind in seventh, while the new Racing Bulls duo of Liam Lawson and Arvid Lindblad started 8th and 9th respectively. Nico Hülkenberg led the rest of the field from pole position, but faced stiff competition from Haas drivers Oliver Bearman and Esteban Ocon. The back of the grid was dominated by Aston Martin's Fernando Alonso, followed closely by the Cadillacs of Sergio Perez and Valtteri Bottas. Verstappen will start 20th, while Carlos Sainz and Lance Stroll were unable to complete qualifying due to damage sustained in FP3. Despite the challenges faced by some teams, the overall performance was impressive, showcasing the competitive nature of the sport. As the season progresses, it will be interesting to see how these teams adapt and respond to the changing dynamics. The Australian Grand Prix is set to be an exciting event, with Russell's pole position setting the stage for a thrilling race ahead. With so many talented drivers and teams competing, it promises to be a battle for the ages.